Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Copyright Burlington Books 2001. Romeo and Juliet, Act 1, Scene 1, Verona, Italy. The Capulets and the Montagues were two important families in Verona. Both were very rich and powerful. They were also great rivals and hated each other intensely. There was always the possibility of a fight when men from both families met in the streets of the city. One day, two of Capulet's servants, Samson and Gregory, were in a plaza in Verona when they saw two of Montague's men entering the plaza.
"Here come two of Montague's servants," said Gregory.
Samson and Gregory decided to insult Montague's servants to make them start a fight.
"Our master is much nobler and more important than your master," said Gregory.
He made a rude gesture as he talked.
"That's a lie,"
answered one of Montague's men. The four men began to argue until Samson suddenly shouted,
"If you really believe that, take out your swords and fight us."
The four men began to fight furiously. At that moment, Montague's nephew, Benvolio, entered the plaza and saw what was happening. He quickly stopped the fighting. Just then, a voice cried out from behind Benvolio.
"What do you think you're doing, Benvolio?"
It was Tybalt, Capulet's nephew. He was known in Verona as an excellent swordsman with a very violent nature. Everybody feared him.
"I'm only trying to restore peace," responded Benvolio.
"I hate that word. I hate all Montagues, and I hate you. Defend yourself, coward," cried Tybalt.
He took out his sword and attacked Benvolio. Soon the plaza was filled with men from both families who were fighting. Montague and Capulet appeared with their wives and began shouting insults at each other. Suddenly, the Prince of Verona appeared with his soldiers and quickly stopped the fighting.
"Stop, you animals,"
cried the prince in an angry voice.
"The hate between your families is responsible for this violence. If this happens again, you'll pay with your lives. Leave this plaza now."
Everyone stood in silence as the prince and his soldiers left the plaza. Then Montague asked Benvolio,
"Who started this fight, nephew?"
"I don't know," answered Benvolio. "They were already fighting when I entered the plaza. I tried to separate them, but Tybalt appeared and attacked me."
"I'm happy that my son Romeo wasn't involved in this fight," said Lady Montague. "Have you seen Romeo today? He's been very melancholy recently, and he won't tell us why."
The Montagues were very worried about their son, Romeo. He left Verona every night and went to walk in the forest. When he returned at sunrise from his lonely walks, he didn't speak to anyone. He went to his room, closed all the curtains, and sat in the dark all day.
"Look, here comes Romeo," cried Benvolio. "Please leave me alone with him, and I'll discover what's causing his sadness."
Romeo's parents left the plaza quickly.
"Good morning, cousin,"
Benvolio called to Romeo.
"Is it still morning?" asked Romeo. "The hours seem so long."
"Why do the hours seem so long?" asked Benvolio.
Romeo looked at his cousin and decided to tell him his secret.
"I'm in love," replied Romeo. I love a woman called Rosaline, but I know that she will never love me.
Then listen to me. Forget her, said Benvolio. I'll help you forget her.
Romeo shook his head and walked away.